Thank you for listening to Mimosas on the Go.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Hello. It's been a while.
I know, a long while. So everybody knows that Leslie and I usually do mimosas in the morning, but Leslie has taken a new job. She decided to leave. Well, we're sad about that, but we're very happy that she took that new job because it's her passion and her love, and she's doing very well, been very successful this summer. And I am still doing mimosas on the go with my beautiful company that I get to work with Military Home Base. And I love working for Iris and Jason. And I'm just going to do mimosas on the go on Tuesday. So, Holly.
Mimosas on the go is today.
No, mimosas on the go. Mimosas in the morning on Tuesday with Military Home Base. But since May, articles have came out and everybody's kind of like, what is Holly doing? I have spent time with my family. That is what I've been doing. Mm-hmm. Lots and lots of time with my family. I'm a full-time student. I work part-time. I took the summer off to take a breather of life.
And because sometimes we all need that.
We just need
shocking,
that.
I know.
Right. And I know that with this new platform of Armed Forces Insurance Military Spouse of the Year, what do I want to do with it? And I think this is what I'm going to do. I'm not thinking, I'm doing it, right?
And we're doing it, and I'm mm-hmm. doing it with her because
she's my girlfriend.
I am.
Yeah, we've known each other for 10 years. And when I said that I want to do this, Leslie's like, I know I'm not part of this, but can I please be part of this? And I said, I would love for you to be part of this because
we have fun too.
We have fun. We do have fun. So when she can do it with me, we are going to do mimosas. I'm going on the go.
Because, you know, we've loved our mimosas. You know, it's been almost a year since we first started that.
So Holly's mimosa on the go. And what I'm doing is I'm going to highlight and shine the bright light on our military spouses. And that's where it's leading us today because my Coast Guard girlfriend, Stacy Wortman, who is all the way in Alaska. So that's why we're not doing it in the morning. We are doing this today at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But, you know, mimosas are somewhere at some point of the country at some time during the day.
It's kind of like the whole 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah, but instead we're having mimosas somewhere. And everybody's on the go because it's Friday and we're heading out to our new adventures and new things. So thank you, Stacy, for, you know, being my first and helping me kick off this. So I'm going to do this throughout this entire year. Every Friday, I will be highlighting one of our Armed Forces Insurance Base winners because back before our award ceremony in May, I got to shine a little light because they shine their own light. They're so bright. My sisters from all the branches, they shine their own beautiful light on themselves so bright. It's just they're doing amazing things. Most of you have seen it all summer. They have been kicking butt and taking names.
And I think that's important about talking to people like Stacy who are making an impact in their community on their bases. And so, Stacy, if you'd like to quick introduction, tell us a little about yourself, so we can share with everyone.
Well, good morning from Alaska because it's only 11:05 here, so we can totally have a mimosa right now because it's still morning time here. But I am Stacy Wortman. I am the Armed Forces Insurance Military Spouse of the Year for District 17, again, Alaska. I am an ombudsman for the air station and for the aids to navigation units. I am a homeschool mom. I'm a Girl Scout leader. So I work with Cub Scouts. I do the Spouse Association. This year I will be chairing the Santa to the Villages. I don't know if you've ever heard of that or not, but it's a wonderful nonprofit organization where we do an auction each year. And the local businesses around here in Kodiak, they donate something from their business. And then we as spouses, we have an auction. And last year we raised $21,000. And $5,000 of that goes towards presents that we buy in the Spouse Association. And we deliver to the small villages around Kodiak, to those who maybe not be so fortunate for Christmas. So we wrap them and then we put them on a 60 or 65 helicopter. Santa flies in and he drops off all the presents and the kids see, and it's really, really cool. So
she got me a helicopter.
That's amazing.
She got me a helicopter, right?
Oh my gosh, I was thinking about, you know, my kids, if they saw a helicopter coming with Santa.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be all about the helicopter. You're going to have to take pictures, and I want to see all that. Video it,
Yes, we have it. We actually have a Facebook page called Santa to the Villages, and it has pictures of Santa flying in on the helicopters and the children's faces seeing Santa and the presents coming out. It's really amazing. It's such a sweet, it's a sweet nonprofit organization, and this year I'm chairing it, so I've been really super busy.
Is that only in Alaska, or is that at all of our, we got to say, because when you say District 17, you don't realize how big the coast guard is. And when that district kind of, so two questions. One, is this only for District 17, or is this only for Alaska? And then the second question is, what does District 17 mean? Because it's not just Alaska.
Well, it's only for Kodiak. We only do it here in Kodiak, and then we do it to the eight villages around Kodiak. So the little islands that chain off down the bottom of Alaska, we work with them. So District 17 is all of Alaska. It's District 17 is just Alaska. So like when you have District 7, that's Florida. So I'm all of Alaska.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's amazing. And it's in that you are the shebangy of the bang. The whole thing. Because when I think of that, I'm like, I'm from South Carolina. And that would be you winning all of South Carolina. And we have many bases in that one area. So that's why I always say that. Like, I didn't realize that until you're into this program, what with our Coast Guard spouses that are recognized, it's not just like their base. It is an actual big, massive area between here and there, what the Coast Guards actually cover. And I think that is impressive and so amazing.
It's such about a cool charity. I mean, I guess that you're talking about the Aleutians, how they kind of go down, and that's the area you're covering with the villages. That's a very remote area of the country, too. So
we do like Accioch, Chiniac, Old Harbor. So all the little chains going down. Yeah, we fly over, weather permitting. The weather here in the wintertime can get a little brutal. So sometimes the helicopters can't fly because if it's too windy or too rainy. So we just don't risk it. But we make it eventually. We'll get over there. Well, we have to order our directions in advance.
And when does that start?
We start it in about October-ish, end of October, November, because we have to order stuff in here. Where we live is not like a normal, you know, we are very isolated here. So we order a lot offline, and sometimes the items don't get shipped properly, or they're not the right size, or they're not the right product, so we have to ship back. So we have to give ourselves a lot of time to live here. It's totally different. Like, our food comes in on a barge. You know, we don't get, like, it's different.
I've watched Deadliest Catch, so I see what the Coast Guard is doing there. And man, that's some nasty weather you all have.
And if you had almost 2.5-3 weeks of sun right now, and people are like, oh, I can't wait for it to rain. I'm like, do you even know what's coming? Like, don't you?
It's getting ready to be dark again.
And for my friend here, she is originally from Tampa.
Florida.
She's a Florida girl.
Alaska's a big difference.
We're talking, I'm like, you were chatting, I'm like, well, we're raining. It's all been raining. I have never been this white living in Florida. Like, I'm like, I'm so white this summer because it's been storming and raining, or very, very hot, too hot to go out. But for you, she's like, I'll take it. I'll come back to Tampa.
Look at her. She's ready.
She's like, look at her. Get
some sun today. She
was competitive. I will take y'all's rain over living in Kodiak any day. Any day. Because we have tsunami warnings. You guys have hurricanes. So the tsunamis are so scary. So I'll trade y'all any day.
Yeah. I don't want neither one of those.
Okay, I think that's an adventure, though.
Yeah, that's why she retired here. Because I call her a Florida girl now.
I grew up in Virginia. I grew up in the mountains. I was the kid who, I would go out and go sledding and that kind of thing. But when everybody else would come in and dry off and warm up and go back out, I didn't go back out.
Yeah.
I mean, that is just me. I like cold. I am not a cold weather girl. But
our next question would be,
who nominated you and how did you get involved?
Who nominated you?
Yep.
So I had no idea what the Armed Forces Insurance Military Spouse of the Year even was. I didn't know anything about it until a local lady, a retired wife, approached me and said, would you mind if I nominated you for the Military Spouse of the Year? And I was like, sure, you know, because I do a lot for the community, but I love to do it. You know what I mean? So when she nominated me, I saw the link that she had. She asked me a couple questions about things that I do for the community and whatnot. And so I clicked on the link to see what it was. And so I posted it on my Facebook page and I was like, hey, there's a Military Spouse of the Year nomination. Would anybody like to nominate me? And then after Miss Barber nominated me, I got nominated 28 times after that.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
And that's a testament to who you are to that community.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was very humble. Like, I had a gentleman stop me in town and he's like, I didn't even know who he was. He was a local gentleman who's lived here all his life. And he said, I saw your post, Miss Jeannie Barber posted about you and I nominated you. And I was like, I didn't even know who he was. I didn't know anything about him.
Cheers.
I know, I do too. And he was like, I'm going to vote for you. I really hope you win. I see everything you're doing in the community and we're so thankful for you and all that you do. And I was like, I'm going to cry right now. I'm like, oh my gosh. So, you know, it was humbling. It was breathtaking. And I was really set back by it. I didn't realize in my mind I was doing that much. Like, I didn't think I was, you know what I mean? I was just
I see you. I see you and I know what you're doing.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that we have gotten to meet. No, far away, but you know, through everything, all this online channel. You know, I say Facebook is kind of like love letters in a sense, you know? And so stop on that little note, you know?
Oh, here you go. She loves to put a song out and a special surprise. So here's yours.
Yeah, because I know someone loves somebody very much. Who do you love?
I love Elvis.
That's awesome.
That's so great.
Don't you?
Today's a special day.
Fall in love with you, Stacy.
Amazing.
We went through songs to try to find one that's appropriate. We're like Jailhouse Rock.
No, that's not for her. And then. Falling in love with you.
Yes.
Yeah, so, falling in love with you. So that is why they all nominated you too, because you're so easy to love. And so she was part of the top 18, so I have to give that shout out too. And you're amazing. And I'm very proud that other people saw how amazing you are and nominated you as well.
But you know what it is? And I think for someone like Stacey, someone like you, I think that people recognize those that are authentic. They're authentic to who they are. It's not the hustle. It's not anything like that. It's genuinely what you can do for your community.
Yeah. And you do a lot for your community. I'm just so proud. And then on that, so would there be anything that you would like to change? I know that every community has some things that maybe you see that you can make better. Is there anything that in the Alaska area or in your Coast Guard community that you're seeing and that you would like to see better?
Yes, I am working right now with another spouse who is on a boat. And I've been in the Coast Guard with my husband. We've been married 16 and a half years. And every unit I've gone to, I've noticed that, and I know there's not a lot we can do to change this process. It is part of being in the military family, and it's the risk and the challenge that you take marrying an active duty member. Mm-hmm. But when you come to a location, especially like Kodiak, and these spouses come in, they have no idea what to expect here. The weather is horrific. It's so isolated. There's a Walmart here and a Safeway. Okay, that's it. There's not like a lot here. So when the active duty comes in for the spouses who are on a boat, their husbands normally get sent away within 2 weeks of being here.
Wow.
And that's really hard on them. And they have 3, 4, and 5 kids. So I'm working on something right now. I can't quite tell you what it is.
But you're going to come back to me and let me.
You will see what I'm working on. I'm working on something right now for those spouses. So that way when they're dropped off and pretty much left to unpack get the kids registered for school, buy clothes from where? Walmart? We don't know where. So we're doing a lot of stuff to try and work with those spouses so they don't feel like they're here alone. So we don't have to deal with the depression, and we don't have to deal, well, we're always going to have to deal with it, but we're going to try and lessen it to where we don't have suicide risks. You know, the depression, because it comes out in the kids, you know, it comes out with the mom or the dad, whoever the spouse is, isn't happy, and they're living in depression. And then here, it's so easy to isolate yourself because of the weather, because you don't know anybody. So I'm working on something right now, and I'm not going to let my people down, because I love everybody, and I want to make sure that everybody is well taken care of and not forgotten.
Well, I have no doubt that you are going to make this amazing, and I can't wait to be able to showcase it, highlight it. So we'll come back to us.
Absolutely. We would love when you have that in place to really maybe make your announcement or whatever on here too about what you're doing.
Well,
I might have to do it next year, so that way I can win the overall military spouse.
Oh, there she goes.
There you go.
Big dream, girlfriend. Go for it. Pass it over. Here you go.
Just hit it. We can announce this in the middle of winter when you're sitting there like bundled up. You can go outside and say, this is why I'm doing this.
Exactly.
This is my why.
Look at Alaska.
Although, Leslie, I'm a lot like you. When it's like that outside, I'm not going out.
Oh, yeah. Well, y'all are all, every one of you, I think there's 148, if I calculate it right. I believe it's 148. Winners and everything this year.
Well, timing will be perfect to get back to you then.
So, so let's say we got a lot of people to interview between here and now. But I think that you're all of your winners. And I don't stand in front of nobody. I stand beside you.
That's
y'all
right.
Rocking it, and I get to rock it beside you, and I'm so proud.
Well, I think it's
we can't do it alone. We have to be together, or else it's not going to work.
Exactly.
And that's what I've seen on the different military bases in my time as a military spouse. There's such a difference when you find somebody there who wants to make a difference in your community versus going to a command or something like that where it's just like, hey, have fun, you're on your own.
And it helps me being an ombudsman that I can go in and I can see those families and I can talk to them and I can help them. And because my passion for helping others is so strong, that I'm so thankful. I don't want to give up that opportunity to be able to have my foot in the door, to have a little bit more access because of my drive. I want to make sure everybody gets noticed and helped and not close the door and say, okay, you're here, fend for yourself. What is it we can do? And I'm not to say that the Coast Guard or any other military branch would do that, but sometimes we get busy. The command is busy and it happens.
Well, we have a lot of things going on right now, you know, the priority. You keep shining that light brightly on everyone.
I do have a question though. How many people are stationed in Kodiak right now? Do you have an idea about how many military spouses and active duty personnel there?
We have probably on island a total with the civilian and the local people, there's about 33,000 people on the island total.
Wow. That is
it's the largest Coast Guard base.
Okay.
Wow. And that just says something about how spectacular you are.
Yeah, but I don't really know.
There's my surprise. My other thing would be, since you are in Alaska, what's your spirit animal in Alaska? I told her I'm going to throw out a surprise question. We have to be fun, right? So you are in Alaska. Now, this can't be no Tampa. Don't be telling me you know dolphin, okay?
Don't go for tortoise.
I guess I'm going to say that I'm a wolf, maybe like a winter wolf. You know, I like to really, I can be aggressive when I need to be, and I can be calm when I need to be, and I can attack when I need to be. So
I can see that.
I think that's my Alaska
white wolf. One of those pretty white wolves.
A pretty white Alaskan wolf. That's me.
There you go.
I'm very pale here. Don't talk about pale. I'm pale.
Well, the good news is everyone else there is too.
Yeah, there you go. Compared to here, people are dark, and I'm the white one.
Yeah, we match our pasty. Who's the pastiest?
Many of us right now, I mean, I tell you, it's not your sunshine state right now. It's been raining.
No, it's not.
I'm sure your family has told you. Well, remember, I am super, super proud of you, Stacy.
Okay.
You know, our Armed Forces Insurance Military Spouse of the Year for District 17. Like,
gosh, almost sounds like the Hunger Games.
I know, right? Does it not? And then she says she's a wolf, so there you go.
See?
Yeah. But you go on Elvis on since it's Elvis Day. Keep on rocking it.
Thank you, Leslie. Thank you.
And remember that we shine brighter together.
Absolutely. Everyone have a great weekend, and we'll see you again.
Yeah. Well, I will be in D.C. next Friday, but I will have a group of our base winners for next Friday. So we're going to do a little round table.
Very cool.
And Leslie will be at Leslie.
Ooh, that'll be fun.
So let her do the questions on that end, right? Thank you, Stacy, again. You are spectacular. Love you,
guys.
Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Bye.